Angie Snyder, Deputy Administrator of the Cotton and Tobacco Program in the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service, shares insights into the cotton classing program's operational advancements from last season. These innovations were implemented to increase efficiency and maintain the high-quality service the cotton industry relies on.
Operationally, we made strategic adjustments to improve productivity and manage our costs. Our efficiencies have been particularly evident in the Macon Classing Office, where automation helped reduce operational costs by $790,000, not just this year, but going forward. Across the board, we've seen substantial cost savings. For example, our outsourced labor costs decreased by 55%. Since most of these things are sustainable, we promised the industry that we'd account for those as we set fees for the 25-26 season. Despite absorbing 6.3% in overall cost increases, including 4.1% inflationary costs and a 2.2% pay increase, I'm proud to say that we raised our Form 1 classing fee by only 1.7%, a nickel. Overall, we kept our other fee increases manageable. To account for higher processing and labor costs, Form 1 reviews and D, A, and C fees saw a very slight increase of 15 cents per sample, and we didn't increase our future certification fee at all. I can sew that up with the statement that we got better, we got faster, and we saved resources in the process. All of the improvements I highlighted reflect our commitment to efficiency, innovation, and cost-conscious decision-making, ensuring we continue to provide high-quality service to our stakeholders.